When I have a thought, I gotta let it out. It's a bright spot that I can't even doubt. My opinions, my point of view, even if things are a little chopped and screwed.
So yeah,
even if you disagree.
So yeah,
even if I'm not in your pedigree.
So yeah,
especially if you agree.
So yeah,
so yeah.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever and whenever you're listening to it. Welcome to the So Yeah podcast with your girl, your cheetah sister, Caroline M. Diamond. I'm going to talk about something that really doesn't matter. I mean, but maybe it does, but it's not that deep. And sometimes I don't like to think about things that deep or talk about things that deep. And that's just life as well. I can be all the things at the same time. My personal qualm right now is check in and out times at hotels. And again, it's not that big of a deal, but I would like to discuss it today. Why can't I obviously, I know the logistics. I'm not an actual dumbass, all right? I understand that the reason why you can't check in until 4 p.m. is because they're cleaning the room. I'm not a dumbass. I got that. I have a brain. I don't like it, though. I don't like that I am checking in at 4 p.m. and I have to check out by 10 a.m. What? I haven't even been there for 24 hours. And God forbid, I do an Airbnb and then I also have to pay a cleaning fee. I haven't even been here, okay? I haven't even taken a shit here, probably. Well, that's actually not true. I'm a morning poop taker. But, like, what are we doing? Like, what are we doing? I think it should be reversed. How amazing would that be if we got to check in at 10 and then we got to check out at 4 p.m.? Because that's the best, you know, like waking up in a hotel in a bed that's not your own and just being like, like slow morning, leaving at 10, especially when you're traveling with family. Oh my God. Seeing my mother try to get out of a hotel room by 10 fucking a.m. You would think it was The Amazing Race, okay? It is scary. It's a sight to behold. Things are flying. Things are flinging. We are throwing things in bags. It's 9:59 and we're still throwing things together. We're getting out of the room at like 10:08. Like, it's too much. It's too much. We're all sweating by the time we leave. I hate it. I don't like it. Chop it down. Shut it down. Let's flip it out.
So yeah.
I know we hear a lot that, you know, negatively with our parents' impact on us, like mommy issues or daddy issues. And these are all like negative experience that some people have. And, you know, everybody has their own story. They have their own experience. They have their own lives that they have lived. All right. One thing I don't hear a lot about is the negative impacts on having positive daddy issues. I have that, okay? I am very lucky and I am very blessed that I have a father that loves me, that cares about me, that would do anything for me. I know that is not the norm, but I know other people experience this, okay? That has a great father figure. And not only do I have a great father figure, but I also have a stepdad who is also an amazing person who would do anything for me and is awesome. So I have like two dads, not gay. That would be fun though. So I have two male figures in my life that are amazing examples of what men can be, okay? People don't talk about how having great fathers can negatively impact your choosing of future men, okay? I have never, and this could be a So Yeah exclusive unless you're my friend and you already know this, I have never been in a relationship with a man. I've never been in a relationship, period. And, you know, there's a lot of intricacies that fall into that kind of statement. But I do think one of the biggest things is the fact that my stepdad and my dad treat me so well and love me so much that I am not even looking in a man's direction that won't treat me as my father would or better. I'm not doing it. Because, like, what do you mean? Like, this man doesn't give a shit about me, but my dad loves me and would do anything for me. What, are you joking? Are you joking? I know what you can't are capable of doing. I'm not doing anything less than that. And I think that's also a really big reason why I've never been in a relationship with a man. It's because I'm like, yeah, no, next. Yeah, no, next. I'm not doing it. And are my dad's flawed people as well? Yes, we're all human beings. We all have our positives and we all have our negatives and whatever. They're not perfect people, but they're better than these men out here. Okay, the men of my generation, what is wrong with you? Were you dropped on your head as a child maybe a couple times? Yeah, I see that little indentation on your crown, okay? You gotta get it together. You gotta pull it together. You gotta be a fucking man, okay? I am a woman who needs a man. I'm not trying to be your mother. That's not my role. That's not my job. That's not my job. I'm nobody's mother, except my own, okay? Yeah.
So yeah.
This part of the podcast is called Currently, and it's everything that I am currently reading, watching, and listening to. There is so much new music that's coming out in September, and I'm so excited for it. Like, so much music. Zara Larsson's coming out with new music. Jade's coming out with music. I'm burping. Doja Cat is coming out with new music. There's so much music that's coming out in this last quarter of the year, and I'm so excited about that. In addition to all the new music that I'm excited to hear, I said a couple weeks ago on the podcast that I'm going to do a Madonna deep dive, and I'm going back and I'm listening to her entire discography. And I listened to her first album. And first of all, okay, 1983, let's go. Off of this album, the first song is Lucky Star, a hit. What else is on this album? Borderline. Also, Holiday. Were you talking about three smash hits on your first album? We knew that we were dealing with a diva of pop, okay? What I also learned from all the whole album is, like, it's very 80s album, which I love. I love 80s music. I know that can kind of be, like, a hot topic, but, like, okay, I love 80s music. I love something that's a little, like, bimbo and, like, not so serious. Give me some sense. Give me some sense. And there was a song on there that I discovered that I really liked, and it's called Burning Up, and that I think I've heard before, but I was really, like, put on and put into it. So Burning Up, Madonna, that was, like, the new crown jewel that I found in my first album of listening to Madonna, and I can't wait to listen to more and tell you all about it. As for what I'm reading, I am still in the book. I haven't finished it yet. It's another Abby Jimenez book. Again, I've been reading some sloppy stuff, and I just want to get some books under my belt. And it's called Life's Too Short, and it's, like, okay, it's good. Basically, this girl who's, like, a YouTuber, has ALS, and she's has, like, 1 year to live type of drama, and her next door neighbor is, like, this so hot, doesn't know how hot he is, lawyer. I'm like, yeah, hot chiseled lawyer just living next door, and I'm not jumping his bones. You're fucking crazy, okay? And it's just about, like, them, you know, being friends, and then I guess I'm sure they're gonna fall in love, and hopefully this girl doesn't die, but she might die, but, you know, I don't know. I don't know what's gonna happen, and so I have to read 130 more pages to figure that out. And as for what I'm watching, I gave myself a little extra time so I could talk about it. So my roommate Jasmine decided to tell us as the house the other day that she had never seen National Treasure. Are you crazy? Are you literally crazy? National Treasure is one of the best movies. Steal the Declaration of Independence. Like, are you fucking kidding me? Like, National Treasure is so good. And I did grow up with brothers, and I would say that some of my taste is directly linked to growing up with brothers and, like, what my brothers were interested in. And my brothers are really into history. My stepdad's into history. So it's kind of, like, all around me at that time. And I remember seeing it and, like, all of us being obsessed with it. And dare I say that the second movie could be better than the first one. He kidnaps the president. The president What? What? Ben Gates? Come on, an icon. Getting the president alone to ask him where the book is? Oh my God, cinema! Cinema! I gave them both 5 stars on Letterboxd. I don't know, it was so good. It's like a good amount of action. It's a little bit of love, you know. It's so good. Although I was watching it, and you know, I personally have never felt this way. Obviously, there are people that exist in the world that have different tastes than me. But I was watching Nicolas Cage, and I was like, that man is not attractive. I'm sorry. He's just not. He does absolutely nothing for me here, here, or here. Nothing. I get no fanny flutters from him at all. He kind of creeps me out the way he looks. And did you know that he's a Coppola? Did you know that he's a Coppola? He changed his last name to Cage, so he wasn't caged in the Coppola dynasty. Okay, a little hot tip for you. But yeah, we watched National Treasure 1 and 2, and oh my God, it was so good. When's the last time you've watched National Treasure? You probably should watch it again. Still holds up. First movie came out in like 2004, second one 2007. We love it. I need to watch the TV series. Apparently they came out with a TV series in like 2022, 2021 during the panty. And I should definitely watch it. There's some female leads in it, which I'm like, sometimes the overcorrection with like the wokeness kind of bothers me a little bit. It's like, now we need to have female leads. And now sometimes it's a little OD. So I'm interested to see what it's like to see like, I don't know, I guess a female archaeologist figure it out and get her nose in the book. But yeah, love National Treasure. Love it so much. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much for listening, watching, wherever you're consuming this media. I thank you so much. Thank you for giving me views. Even if you love it, even if you hate it, doesn't matter. I'm still talking into a microphone. Doesn't make a difference to me. Without further ado, I'll see you next week. So yeah.